I ask him all the time.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
What to do with my money? I ask him all the time. And I could testimonies. I could tell you for days of testimonies. I'm frugal with his money because I know that it is his money to prosper the kingdom of God. And I do what he tells me to do with the money, and he gives me more and more and more. But he also gives me he grants me the desires of my heart. I mean, I could tell you story after story after story. Well, within that same time period, he's given me a new tractor, he's given me a new lawnmower, the $20,000 lawnmower I got for $6,500. He's given me a tractor that I got for like 60 cents on the dollar, brand new. Give me a new Harley Davidson the other day. I mean, just bam, 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 bam. He blesses me coming and going. Forget about the church. The church, we were in the church and we were ministering out there for a long time, and we were renting. When the person that we were renting from that blessed us, he went on to be with the Lord. His family sold the property. And when they sold the property, they gave me time. But a week and a half before I found out that they sold the property, the Lord put on my heart, because I was praying for another ministry because they had lost their church. I was praying for them to get their church, and I just like, okay, I can pay rent. I'm good to go. I'm going to be led by the Lord. But a week and a half before I found out they sold the property, the Lord put on my heart as I was preaching that we needed to be praying for our own property. And a week and a half later, they told me, oh, we sold the property, Pastor. I'll go, oh, I praise the Lord. And Resurrection Sunday of last year was our first service at our own property and our own church. And we are now owners. We own it lock, stock, and barrel of a piece of property with two buildings on it, wonderful old church that was just sitting dormant. And when I say, I know it kind of went down a rabbit trail, but when we surrender it all to him and we're led by him, he can direct our paths. Lean on our own understanding, that all you always acknowledge him, so he can direct your paths. And God is a good, good God, and I do what he tells me to do. I do what he tells me to do economically and everything else.
Now, what I think I've learned is this. Yes, he says, it's the only place in the Bible, he says, test me now with your first fruits. You're cursed with a curse because you have not brought meat into my storehouse. Bring the meat, bring 10% of your increase into the storehouse. Test me now and see if I'll not pour you out a blessing you cannot contain. Now, what is more important than the money or what comes from it is knowing it's like relationship.
Yes.
What I get a kick out of, like, amen. I recently sold my home. I said, I've been there 23 years. I'm dyslexic. I lost my home due to alcoholism when I was 12 years of age. Everything fell apart. I used to dream about that home. So I finally get a home here in Florida. I'm holding on to dear life. I don't want to lose my home. I don't want to give up. But time's coming. I'm getting older. So it was at the peak. And I said, I don't care if we sell it, but let it happen so I know that it's you.
Right.
It was not 11 o'clock. It was 11:59, 1 minute before midnight. I'll tell you sometime the miracle. And it was delayed selling it. We put it on the market, had to take it off, termites, this or that, break in a pipe. 6 months later, and got one third more than I would have gotten 6 months earlier. And my realtor called me and said, you know, Mr. Palmer, I believe we sold your property on the last day of the peak, because since then nothing over there has sold. And it's just, so I know he was in it.
Amen.
That's more important than the money. So I don't grieve over the house because he was in it. And right. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Right. And so whoever's listening to this broadcast, he wants to have that intimacy with you.
Amen.
As well.
Amen.
It's not about, you know, you got the lawnmower and you can look at it. But God doesn't want you to, that's nice, and you're his son. He wants you to have that. But he wants to say, you see, I'm out here protecting. We're having relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why he said he made man. Why did you make us? He says, for fellowship.
100%. You know? And I prayed to him this morning. I says, Lord, use me today to exalt, exalt Jesus. Because if my life, this life that I'm living, if I can't lead people to the kingdom of heaven, what good is it? And getting back to the economy, he examines our hearts because he says, I love a cheerful giver. A lot of people are giving because I knew a guy one time, he was an old farmer and he didn't pay his tithes and next week his bull died. He says, that's because I didn't pay my tithes. Well, he had it totally wrong. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, he was just all messed up. But, you know, he loves a cheerful giver because I remember one time sitting in church and I was giving a tithe check and I looked at the tithe check and it was a pretty good amount. I'm going, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with this seed that I can sow into your kingdom. You know what I'm saying? To help further your kingdom because, you know, I know that he is my source. You know, I believe Deuteronomy 28, he is my source for all things. I know that he is my source. Therefore, if he tells me to empty my banking account, I empty my banking account because he's going to replenish and he's going to give me exactly what I need. He looks at our hearts because and this is where a lot of people, this is where the mistake is. He's not going to bless you with $1 billion because a lot of people say, oh, the Lord's my sugar daddy. He's not going to bless you with $1 billion if your heart is not right and you're not listening to him to do with what the money is, because money is a very dangerous thing. If you're if you're a codependent and you got money, I'm here to tell you, you can be Lord of somebody's life, right? Instead of steering them to God.
When I interviewed Mike Tyson, that's what he said to me. He goes, I want to tell you, Rhett, you know, I was 19 years of age and I had $25 million. I could buy a girl, I could come home with me and I'll buy you a new car, whatever. And and by this time he was broken. He said, I just want to have a family. I just want to have a family. And after that, he has a family now. I will tell you this, you'll like this. After we had the conversation, did the interview by his poolside, I recorded it. I said, would you like to receive the Lord? And we turned off the equipment and he said the sinner's prayer.
Praise God.
Now, I don't know if it took. I did what I had to do, but I will tell you this. That was a number of years ago. I heard recently that they said, do you ever get offended? And Mike Tyson said this. He said, only when I think I'm somebody.
Amen.
That's wisdom from upstairs.
Amen. I tell you, I seen an interview of his not too long ago because I've been in sports. I'm a sports fan. I've always liked sports, and I watched him fight and everything else, and I actually was a fighter at one time myself. Anyways.
What I told you about fighters?
Yeah, yeah. So I tell you what, the Lord has blessed me with discernment, and I can feel the Spirit of God when I see somebody. My wife was watching something not too long ago, and in the volume, it was muted. And she said, what do you think about this? And I turned around and looked at it, and I could feel the Spirit of God off of it. And I said, I don't know what it is, but it feels anointed. She turned the volume up, and it was a wonderful service. It kind of looked goofy because we couldn't hear what was going on. So I seen Mike Tyson interviewed not too long ago. I felt the Spirit of the Lord coming off that brother because he was actually talking some serious wisdom to some other, you know, ball players and other guys that are, you know, in that, you know, multimillionaires or whatever. And he was saying some true wisdom, some true biblical knowledge, you know, and was talking about the money. He goes, the money's nothing. He says, you don't understand people, you know, that because that's what the world tells us. We need money, we need money, we need money, we need money. He who dies with the most toys wins. That is farthest from the truth. Well, that's the exact opposite of what the Lord tells us. We need to give it away, you know.
But also the Lord says he addeth riches without sorrows. Now, amen. I've been doing what I've been doing for 28 years. And I noticed threads on a lot of the billionaires or the very successful people I've met. They have a thread of something that it's taken a long time for me to get any of, if I have any of it. And that is humility and teachability. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And also, you know, I was slated to be signed by Liberty Records 30 years ago in Nashville. And at the last minute, the man who was backing me pulled out the $500,000 and it didn't happen. And, you know, years later, my counselor said to me, he said, I don't think you'd be dead if you became famous. I know you'd be dead. And I said, well, how do you know that? And he said, because you wouldn't have known who your real friends are. See, I'm a weak man and I try to be nice to everybody.
Right.
And just would have brought me, and then I would have known nobody loves me for me. Anyway, see now as an older man that I got no, and I got a great no because God said no. I'm not going to let you be a music star. You're not, you can't. I met Garth Brooks. I interviewed him. That guy has humility.
Yeah.
And he's a leader, but he can handle it. I can't. So anyway, for all of us, it's hard to get a no, Pastor Warren Kelly.
But
letting God be in charge, that surrender thing you're talking about, sometimes less is more. And sometimes, and you know this already, I've been in some billionaires' house. I walk out and go, ooh, it's so cold in there. And Barbara will say, well, money doesn't buy you taste. And I've been in some little houses where they're chock full of love.
Home. It's a home. Yeah. Amen. You know, the key is, you know, is where's your heart at? You know, as far as financially and all that kind of good stuff, God's not going to give you anything that's going to be between you. And I thank you for the doors that are open, and I thank you for the shutting the doors that need to be shut, because I need to be led by the Spirit of God. And Lord, I ask you to I pray you to do today, open the doors that you need open so I can further your kingdom, and shut the doors so they're not a distraction. And I'm okay.
That's right.
And I'm okay with that, because I know he has my best interest at heart.
We are out of time, so for the final, 40 seconds— maybe there's somebody that's been listening to this broadcast that needs to be emancipated. They want to be loved. They want to find God, whatever their situation. Maybe they fell backwards. They want to come home to the Lord, or they've never known the Lord. Mm-hmm. And as a pastor, I'd like to close our eyes and pray. Would you lead us in a short prayer of salvation and for the Lord, Pastor Warren Kelly?
I would be honored. I would be honored. And thank you. So, Father God, I just lift up everybody that's listening to us today, Lord. Lord, I know that you guide the footsteps and that you've led them here for a reason, Lord. Lord, I ask you to just open their hearts so they could be ready to receive the love that you have in store for them, the Lord, to show them how much you love them, Lord. And I want to lead everybody in a prayer of salvation, because I'm here to tell you that if you confess with your mouth and you believe that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for you, and you receive that, you can be a new creation in Christ. You can become a child of God. Your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you can live for eternity. And we're all eternal beings. We have to pick the address. So I want you to pray after me. Say, Lord, I receive salvation today from you. Lord, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior today. Lord, your word says that if I confess with my mouth and I believe that I shall be saved. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me, and I confess today all my sins before you. Lord Jesus, I ask you to take your rightful place at the throne of my heart. Become my Lord and Savior today. Become the King of my life, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords of my life. Lord, I receive you today as my Savior, and I thank you. And if you say those simple words and received him today, I encourage you to ask him to lead you in every step of your life. I'm here to tell you that God wants a relationship with you. He wants a relationship with all of us. All you have to do is just talk to him like I'm talking to our brother here, our brother Rhett. He wants a relationship with each and every one of you so he can guide you and love you, and because that's why he died on the cross, to set you free. And remember, the true freedom is surrendering your life to Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity of fellowship. We thank you for this opportunity to come here today and meet Brother Rhett here and Brother Noah. Lord, I give you praise, honor, and glory. And I lift up the name of Jesus today. And I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So it's Warren Kelly. He's the pastor of Okeechobee Praise and Worship Center. That's Warren Kelly, Pastor Warren Kelly, pastor of Okeechobee Praise and Worship Center. Thanks for coming on. God be with you and bless you and make his face to shine upon you. I'm Rhett Palmer.